This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com.
And I'd like to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is with us very often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
I just woke up. What time is it? Do I have to go to school today?
You know, it's 8:34 Mountain Standard Time, and you do have to go to school today because you're the education reporter.
You know what? Every time I say, what time is it? You're like, why do we have to tell people what time it is? They have their cell phones. But right now, you just told me what time it was. That was very lovely of you.
You know, have you noticed that the cell phone is kind of like the pocket watch of yore? Well, you have to actually take the damn thing out of your pocket in order to know what time it is.
You're not kidding. Which brings me to my first listing for arts this week.
Excellent.
Okay, now, how often do any of you out there rely on your cell phone or Google or MapQuest or GPS to find your way somewhere?
Often.
How often do you pull out a good old-fashioned atlas or just sort of make a note of street addresses, turn left here, turn right there?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, the New Mexico History Museum is going to host Navigation and the Lost Art of Wayfinding.
Oh, I'm doing an interview on that book next week.
It's a school for advanced research actually putting this together. And they've got John Huth, who's a Donner Professor of Science in the physics department up at Harvard. And he is the author of, The Lost Art of Finding Our Way. He's going to be talking about the ancient navigation systems that various people, including the Vikings, used to find their way and how maybe we don't even know how to rely on these anymore.
You know, I have to say, I have a box of road maps from, like, those kinds of old-fashioned fold-up road maps.
Yeah.
And I've had a little bit of pressure to throw them away, and I cannot bear to throw them away. I know.
I still have a map of Los Angeles from, like, 20 years ago because I go out there sometimes still for research projects and have a friend who lives out there. And I always pull them out and find my way around the streets that way.
Yeah.
I mean, in that old Jeep I have, I don't have GPS. I don't even have, you know.
A Jeep ES?
Nothing. I don't even have a Jeep. Okay. Off-Road Productions is going to present Printed Matter, 6 o'clock Saturday. Really nice story in the newspaper today, but in the Paso Tiempo by Michael Abatamarco. It looks like this really cool sort of pop art imagery, and I really like the whole notion that they're putting this together. I'm not sure if Off-Road Productions, which is on Trace West Road, is a new entity, I must admit, but it's there. The reception is 6 o'clock Saturday. You can still see the work through January 23rd by appointment. Let me give you a phone number. 577-36663. I just felt like doing a little jingle bells.
You 36663? That's five numbers.
36663. Wait, I added one. 577-3663.
All right. And on Sunday, January 17th at 11 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents Aaron Sanborn, Democratic Chair of Taos County, a conversation on politics in northern New Mexico with host Alan Weber.
Mm.
Aaron Sanborn has a 29-year career in organization development and international conflict resolution. She knows all about strategic planning, management development, leadership coaching, and things like that. And she will be talking at Collected Works. Sounds like a good one, free and open to the public.
Now, let's say it's Saturday afternoon. You don't know what to do. You feel like a beer. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon.
You look like a beer.
I do, yeah. I can always find a place to go for a beer on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and sometimes I sneak away from work and find a place at 2:30 on a Thursday afternoon, but that didn't happen yesterday. Anyway, tomorrow, the Santa Fe Foodie Classic is happening at the Convention Center on Marcy Street, and also over at the El Dorado Hotel later. Basically, it's wine, cheese, and beer tasting with, you can meet a winemaker, and you can take beer and cheese tasting from 2:30 to 5:30. And then there's a grand tasting with food and beverage later at the El Dorado. It's like an all-day event. You've got to pay. It's not too expensive, but it looks interesting. Go ahead and Google Santa Fe Foodie, F-O-O-D-I-E, classic.com. Or here we go again with a phone number. Let me see if I can do it right this time with the area code. 505-944-9051, extensions 1A1. I don't know why I have that stupid Christmas song in my head.
I don't know. It's already halfway through January.
It is?
Yeah, it's the 15th of January.
Look at that. You oversleep 1 or 2 days, you don't even know there's a new year.
Monday is Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 18th, and at 1:30 following the Martin Luther King Day celebration sponsored by the Santa Fe NAACP, Santa Fe chapter of the NAACP, the Rotunda in the Roundhouse, the New Mexico Peace Choir, directed by Christy Conduff, will be singing and performing, so definitely check that out. A very important, I think, and wonderful holiday to celebrate.
That's good. I'm going to go ahead and do a community service announcement that has nothing to do with the arts. Because it's Martin Luther King Day, please remember that most federal, state, city, and county non-emergency offices are closed, the schools are closed, courts are closed, libraries are closed, recreation centers are closed, post office closed, banks mostly closed, the colleges are closed, and Santa Fe Trail buses, if you take them, they're on a Saturday schedule, and the Rail Runner Express is on a Sunday schedule. There's a nice brief of closures, by the way, on page A9 of the Santa Fe New Mexican today. But just remember, Monday is not going to be a good day to get all these government services. It's a good day to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and hopefully relax.
In Red River, New Mexico, there is something called ski-joring. Have you ever heard of ski-joring?
Are you saying ski-drawing or ski...
J-O-S-S-K-I-J-O-R-I-N-G, ski-joring.
So instead of a sojourn... It's a ski-journ.
Oh, no. No, it's not journ. It's jor. Anyway, in ski-jouring, it says here, a skier hangs on a rope attached to a horse and glides across the snow. It's like horse-drawn water skiing on snow.
Oh, stop horsing around.
It's a spectator sport with speeds up to 40 miles an hour. The action is fast-paced and exciting. You see skiers being towed by a horse at full gallop. Horse,
fun.
Cowboy, skier, rope. It's a free event. No dogs allowed, and it's at Red River, New Mexico. It's the first time that this has happened in New Mexico. For more information, redriverskijoring.com. Bet you never heard that before.
No.
I've never heard that before.
It's straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, so much
grumble,
for that.
Grumble, he said.
Okay, you want to see young performers doing The Winter's Tale, a rarely done Shakespeare play?
Yeah.
Well, the Upstart Crows of Santa Fe are doing it. They're from age 11 to 17. They're going to do it Thursday night at 7 o'clock over at the Scottish Rite Center on Paseo de Peralta. Very inexpensive to get in. 7 o'clock Thursday. It continues Friday and through Sunday. There is a website, upstartcrowsofsantafe.org. This interests me. I think that's interesting.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
At the Photo Eye Bookstore and Project Space at 376 Garcia Street in Santa Fe, there is an exhibition that starts today. And what is the exhibition? Baron Wolman exhibition book signing at the Photo Eye. Yeah, Baron Wolman is a great photographer of the 1960s and much more, but he was very much known for the 1960s. And he did a lot of work for Rolling Stone. More interested in the crowd than the performers, Wolman's photographs are hugely evocative and offer an insight into the legendary event Woodstock that is rarely seen.
I'll mention as a side note that local photographer Lisa Law, who was also at Woodstock but took a lot of photos of northern New Mexico hippie communal life in the 60s, she's still got a great exhibition of photos going up at El Museo Cultural. It's by donation. That's over in the rail yard. I think that's running through February. I love the show. I managed to interview her right before Christmas. You could probably find the article I did on her online if you care at the Santa Fe New Mexican, Lisa Law, Robert Knott. And I think she's showing her movie, Flashing on the 60s, Sunday night at El Museo. I don't have the press release in front of me. I know it's some, I'm going to say 6 o'clock. It's around 6 o'clock. You could certainly Google. You'll find out if you want to go see this documentary about Flashing on the 60s and Lisa Law. Baron Wolman, Lisa Law, really great human institutions, and they're great photographers, both of them.
This Sunday at 5 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas, there is a poetry reading and open mic in support of Ashraf Fayad, who is a Palestinian poet and artist condemned to death by Saudi Arabia. It's part of an international reading event organized by Berlin International Literature Festival. And once again, Sunday at Teatro Paraguas. For more information, teatroparaguas.org.
That's pretty good.
Yes, indeed.
All right, it's Friday night and you're saying to yourself, gee, I think I want to go dancing or hear some music. Where do I go? Well, just remember there's a lot of places that are playing music. Sometimes you got to pay a cover and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you can dance and sometimes you can't. Sometimes you wish you could dance, but there's no dance floor. So in no particular order, here we go. The Cowgirl has Pollo Frito, New Orleans Funk, 8:30 tonight, no cover. El Farol has the wonderful soul band, The Groove. You so want to dance to these guys, 9 o'clock tonight. There's a small cover, I know, because I go there sometimes, El Farol. Ghost, which I think is a new entity. I can't tell you right now where it is. I think it's over in the Trades West area or Siler Road somewhere. They got rock bands Future Scars, Jobs, and The Last Season, 8 o'clock, a small cover charge. While the La Fonda bar is being, and dance floor is being remodeled for a couple months, they've got one of the back like rooms where they do weddings and stuff, banquets going with some music. Tonight, Sierra, a really fun rock and roll slash country band. They'll try anything. They're playing 7 to 10, no cover. Could be kind of interesting to feel like you're going to a wedding, except nobody's getting married. And the Palace has one of my favorite groups, the 80s-infused lounge group, Vanilla Pop, 10 o'clock. Over on Palace Avenue, you get a call there for the cover. There's a ton of other stuff at Skylight, Underground at Evangelos. They've all got Vanessi. They've all got music tonight. Take a look at the Paso Tiempo listings on page 49 of your Arts and Entertainment magazine from the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
There's an open house at Dragonfly School from 9 to 11 on,
that's right,
on Thursday, the 21st of January at 935 Alto Street. And it's, let's see, experiential learning and interaction with nature, all that kind of good stuff. And then here is something from the Native Plant Society on January 20th. There's a meeting and a free talk. And the talk is by Stephen Carey, community naturalist and New Mexico's unofficial butterfly guy. He's talking about gardening for caterpillars, the whys and hows. And that is at 6:30 on Wednesday, the 20th of January, at Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso. Then at Marty's Meals, this coming Saturday from 11 to noon, is an event called Traditional Chinese Medicine with Seasonal Food Therapy Promotes Good Health by Kim Freeman. And she's talking about traditional Chinese medicine for your pets and how it can be used to promote good health. For, well, I guess for people and for pets.
What is traditional Chinese medicine?
Acupuncture and herbs.
Oh, really? So, like, you do acupuncture on your doggy and you give him some herbs?
You know, my old dog, he had a lot of medical conditions. I adopted him when he was, turned out, very old. Little Dugan, the dachshund mix. And he had some acupuncture, and it did seem to help him.
By the way, how's that puppy that whose name we came up with here on the air?
Lolly. She's she's good and very naughty.
How come? I like naughty, you know that.
She, well, the kind of naughty that involves things like taking your eyeglasses and chewing the earpieces.
Uh-oh.
Or sometimes the lenses. And chewing your pens. And taking things out of containers and chewing them.
I see. Getting into hijinks.
Exactly.
Okay. Surfer Blood. Down, 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 down. They're at Skylight Sunday. There's a little blurb on them in the Pasta Tempo. Sound like a pretty cool band that mixes a lot of different genres, but I suspect surfer music somewhere at the bottom of it. 7 o'clock Sunday at the Skylight on San Francisco Street. You got to pay to get in. Check out holdmyticket.com. It's all ages, so that's kind of cool.
Excellent. Chilean guitar virtuoso Carlos Perez plays tomorrow from, let's see, tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Guitar Academy. Mm. There's still some seats left, although I think it's a pretty small space. For more information, you can go to santafeguitaracademy.com. He's won many of the world's great guitar competitions. He's performed in over 30 countries, and that's happening tomorrow, Saturday night.
Let's say you're a Civil War buff, or you've always wanted to know more about the Battle of Glorieta Pass, east of Santa Fe, 1862 Confederate Union battle. Archaeologist Matthew Barber is going to be talking about this fascinating find of Confederate graves on that site and what they say about the actual battle. That's 2 o'clock Sunday at the Museum of New Mexico Museum of Art on Palace Avenue. It's by museum admission, which I think is still free for New Mexico residents on Sundays. If I'm wrong, somebody call me up. It's 2 o'clock Sunday, 476-5072. So you got a cold Sunday afternoon. You want to go hear a lecture about what happened in Glorieta? It's over there at the Museum of Art. So I suggest you get over there. I might be there myself covering it for the paper.
Sorrel Sky Gallery is having a workshop series from February through April, 2 and 3 day workshops featuring jewelry making, painting, basketry, and the artists who are masters in those areas. For more information, sorrelsky.com, and that's S-O-R-R-E-L, sky.
We're a couple of weeks away from the Super Bowl, and I'm not talking about the one that's spelled S-U-P-E-R. What do you know about the Super Bowl spelled S-O-U-P-E-R here in Santa Fe?
It's an absolutely wonderful event in which chefs from all over the city compete in various categories like meat and seafood and vegetarian and so on to make the most delicious soup in the city. And people get to taste little bits of that soup and vote on what they think is the tastiest soup. And there's awards in various categories, and then there's an overall award, and it's all a benefit for the Food Depot.
Great, great, great entity.
Yeah, great entity.
Which helps feed people who don't have food. The event includes a silent auction. There's cookbook sale. You got to pay to get in, except if you're five or younger, you can bring the kids in for free. It's on the 30th, which is a Saturday. It's in the convention center. I don't have the time, but I'm guessing it's the afternoon. Is that your experience? Isn't that the afternoon?
It is. Check the paper. I don't have the exact time in front of me.
All right, but check out fooddepot.org, and they'll tell you more. So that's a couple of weeks' notice on the 22nd annual Super Bowl.
Here's an event in Albuquerque. Our great friend John Deere, who is a prolific author and activist and peacemaker and priest, Catholic priest, has written a book called Thomas Merton Peacemaker. He's reading from the book and signing that book. And it says Reverend John Deere. I wonder if he's shifted his, I don't know. Anyway, it's Thursday, January 21st at 7 o'clock at Bookworks in Albuquerque. For more information, you can go to the Bookworks website.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he's great. And for our listeners south of Santa Fe, or people who want to take a drive down to Albuquerque, definitely check him out.
Swing dancing, Monday night at the Odd Fellows Hall. I don't know why I'm talking country when it's swing dance, but it's at 1125 Cerritos Road. There's a lesson at 7. There's some dancing from 8 to 10. It's really cheap to get in. Lesson and dance together is less than, I can't say, but if each finger was a dollar, it's less than that. And if you just want to dance, it's even less. Call 473-0955. There's weekly all-ages dances there at the Odd Fellows Hall.
Most excellent. What else you got?
Well, I don't know. I just made that one up.
No, he didn't.
No, well, there's something in here about it. Hey, what do you know about the Lannan Foundation? Isn't the Lannan Foundation having an event this week?
They are having an event on Wednesday. I don't have the name of the speaker in front of me. Do
you? There's a story in Paso Tiempo that I'm trying to hastily read. Kianga Yamahata Taylor, if I mispronounce the name, I never do it on purpose. I do know that he's a professor, African-American professor, and has written some books on the whole issue of racial conflict in this country. And he'll be speaking with Donna Murch at 7 o'clock Wednesday. That's the Lannan event. There was a story in Paso Tiempo. I'm sorry I didn't get the chance to read it, but take a look-see. In case you're wondering, those are Wednesday nights at the Lenzik downtown, San Francisco Street, 988-1234. And I'm happy to say, and sorry to say, that they generally sell out so far in advance that, it's tough to get a ticket at this point, but you may as well try.
And we are going to be doing a ticket giveaway in just a moment. And Nick,
really?
Give the signal when you are ready. So go ahead. I'm looking for one in particular.
Well, how do I get the ticket? What is it?
No, I'm not giving you the ticket. I'm just looking for an event here.
I wonder if it's a ticket to the bus or something. A couple of weeks from now, we have Ever the Twain. Ever the Twain shall meet. It's William Shakespeare in Mark Twain's America. Lois Rudnick's teaming up with Jonathan Richards and Bob Martin and Valerie Plame and Leslie Dillon and Nick Ballas and Talia Rose and a lot of other local actors with some original music by Tom Collins. 7 o'clock on the 31st, the last Sunday of January. You've got to pay to get in. It's at the Lenzik. If any of those people interest you, and that benefits KSFR, in case you were wondering.
Yes, it is, and we're going to do an interview about that next week.
That's great. So I think this is going to be a great night. Of theater with a really good group of local actors. And Valerie Prem and Bob Martin, that's really interesting.
Now, there is an event, I believe it's tonight, at the James A. Little Theater called, it's a folk singer named Iris Dement.
That's correct.
And we're giving away one single ticket, but it's general admission. So if you win a ticket, you can buy another ticket and go with a friend. Dement's songs have been covered by many artists. She's recorded duets with Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris, John Prine, and others. Her album, My Life, was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album. And if you would like one ticket, please give us a call right now, the control room, 428-1382.
That's at 7:30 tonight at the James A. Little on Sirius Road. That's on the School for the Deaf campus. Also tonight, not to compete with the ticket, is the Grateful Dead tribute band, Detroit Lightning. 7 o'clock at the Skylight on San Francisco Street. Got to pay to get in. Check out holdmyticket.com.
Here's an event that's happening on Tuesday night at the Lensic. Tuesday, the I guess it's the 19th of January?
That's correct.
And it is a Santa Fe Institute community event. Now, those have traditionally for many years been at the James A. Little Theater. Now they're going to be at the Lensic. And did you know that?
No, tell me more.
Okay. So Tuesday night at the Lensic, there is a talk called DNA, Love, and Gender.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it's by Dr. Carissa Sanbonmatsu, who is exploring epigenetics and its implications for autism, addiction, depression, Alzheimer's, and even love. She will explain how her latest research revealing how long DNA molecules, RNA molecules might be the key to understanding many epigenetic phenomena. Is at 7:30. You can, it's a free event, but you still have to get tickets. You can get tickets at the door, but you have to stand in line and get tickets. You can't just walk in the way you could at the James A. Little. Or you can get your tickets beforehand. I believe it's ticketssantafe.org or 988-1234. And I actually interviewed Carissa. We might get her on the air next week as well. A really interesting thinker, and it should be a really interesting event. The Santa Fe Institute is on the web at santafe.edu.
And theater lovers should be excited about the opening of a new company, the Adobe Rose. They're out off of, off somewhere, Henry Lynch, you know.
They're off Arbor of Freya, Rufina Street.
Yeah, they're over in the Rufina Street.
And if you were to take Rufina Circle, if you've got the bowling alley on your right and you pass it and cross Rufina Street, you're pretty much there.
Well, they're opening Luna Gale. There's a big story in Pasta today. Thursday night, it's the opening of a new theater company, a new season, a new space. I sometimes really miss covering theater. I don't get to any nearly as much as I used to, of course, when I was a theater writer. It's just not my focus anymore, but this sounds like an exciting company. Wendy Chapin, who knows what she is doing, is directing. It opens 7:30. Tickets available. Check out ticketsantafe.org. You can call the Lensic, 988-1234. You can find out about them. You can always Google Adobe Rose Theater. I'm really excited about a new company opening. That area is becoming really kind of hot spot now. You got Paraguas over there. Meow Wolf's going to open in the old bowling alley.
Yeah. I used to live behind the bowling alley.
You did?
I had a view of the bowling alley roof.
Really? Could you hear all the strikes?
No, I could not, but I used to go there on karaoke night.
Oh, really?
Susan York's cast graphite sculpture and large minimalist drawings will be featured at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum beginning on January 21st. The show is called Carbon, and it will be installed throughout galleries devoted to Georgia O'Keeffe's work. She's a wonderful artist who lives here in Santa Fe, and it'll be great to see her work among Georgia O'Keeffe's work. Geist Cabaret. By the way, I wanted to say, yes, the Rufina and Siler area, a lot of stuff going on there, and it should be really interesting as that evolves.
Wait just a minute. You can't pass over some private thing like that that you really drop in the air and keep moving on. What do you mean you used to do karaoke? You?
I didn't do karaoke. I would watch karaoke.
Oh,
I would go on karaoke night.
You never did karaoke?
No. You wouldn't want me to do karaoke, Robert.
Come on. If you and I got up there and I did Dean Martin and you did Patti Page, you know how we would sound?
Not like David Geist. Not as good as David Geist. David Geist and Geist Cabaret tonight and tomorrow. Tonight solo and tomorrow featuring Julie Trujillo. Dinner show from 6 to 9 at Pranzo Italian Grill.
He's a great pianist and she is a terrific singer, by the way. Hello,
yes,
Julie,
indeed.
If you're out there.
Yay.
Did you mention the Met doing their live in HD performance Saturday?
Oh, I know.
Well, I'm not going to mispronounce it, so you're going to help me. First of all, the guy that composed it is Bizet, B-I-Z-E-T. Is that
Bizet.
Yeah, you know that guy?
Not personally.
All right, so it's Les Pecheurs de Perles. You know what that means?
What is it?
Les Pecheurs, P-E-C-H-U-R-S, de Perles, P-E-R-L-E-S. I think it's the Pearl Fishers.
Oh, okay.
So it's 11 o'clock over at the Lensic. If you're interested in that guy, go ahead. You know anything about that opera?
Yes, it has the most beautiful duet ever composed in the history of the world.
Is it like an Esther Williams musical and they go underwater for pearls?
No, I don't know, but you know, we didn't do the cat of the week. This week's featured cat is Kalinda. If you want to adopt a beautiful cat who seems to like children and gentle dogs.
Meow.
A beautiful kitty with a short coat. Aww. Who's only a few years old. You can call 316-2281 for more information or askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican.
That's me.
He's with us often speaking of the arts. I'm so glad you're back.
I'm delighted, too. I'm so glad I'm front.
And we're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And I want to say a very fond happy birthday to our fabulous operations and engineer dude, Nick Appalucci.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday to you. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Hey, sorry if I didn't get to your listing. We had quite a lot today.
We did.
So,
we didn't clown around too much.
And also, we were off the air at the beginning. Little technical problems. We always strive to improve at every turn, but there are technical problems that do arise from time to time. Robert Knott, thanks for being here with us. We're going to do a special Martin Luther King show on Monday, so stay tuned to the Radio Cafe and stay tuned to Santa Fe's only public radio station, KSFR. Hasta la vista.
Say it.
Ciao.